Well, what you just described is the reason that when I jump off I-75 to head home, it's at Wolverine, and I'll take my chances on Mitchell instead of driving across 68 and getting behind a bunch of jagoffs like that. So, yeah. Well, I'm a little disappointed, though, Ron. As a semi-retired guy, you should have fewer responsibilities and therefore fewer errands to run. I don't know if you're just not doing things right or if you've got downward pressure on you from somewhere else.
You know, it's a little of both. It's probably 51-49 where the 51 is on the do things on my own time and schedule, and a lot of this running around is to facilitate that. You know, I have, and some of it's completely voluntary. Like a couple of my stops today are regarding the club, regarding stuff I have to do and pick up and take care of for the club. But you're not wrong. You know, there are a couple things that have been dragging on this list that, you know, I know I'll feel better when I get them checked off, but I just haven't gotten around to doing it. Updating databases and, you know, some bank-related issues and some financial-related issues, not for me personally, but your words do not fall on deaf ears, nor am I apathetic to your suggestions and or reminders. I absolutely do appreciate them. I did take on another real estate project for an estate regarding somebody that's going to be relocating into assisted livings, and they have to take care of all of the estate issues as it relates to the real estate, meaning a house and all the contents, and they're moving out of state.